welcome, everybody. It's time again for another special episode of OC Spotlight. We take a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. And today, we're privileged to have with us somebody who definitely does something very exotic and different. A representative, one of the people representing Disney on Ice again here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And who are you and what do you do in the show?
So I'm Lindsay Penner, and I portray Belle.
You portray Belle. Is that Tinker Belle?
No, Belle, as in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Belle, that Belle. I got too many Belles mixed up here. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast. All right.
Yeah, so one with the new movie.
Yeah. So tell us about all that. Is this a new character they've added to it, or is this somebody that's been there before?
No, she's been around for a while on this show. I believe since the beginning of this show was actually created a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah. But it's certainly timely with the movie coming out.
Yeah, it's exciting. You can kind of see a few more kids are more excited about Belle now again. The movie was a little bit older, like the cartoon, but now that the younger generation is kind of getting excited about Beauty and the Beast again, so that's fun.
There you go. Well, tell us all about Disney on Ice. I've seen it now a couple times with my... I'm in my 60s. My wife and I are in our 60s. And I thought, you know, I'm just out of it. I don't know who Olaf is and some of these other characters. But my three-year-old grandson, boy, he has sure brought me up to speed real quickly. He and all the other 8 million kids that start screaming the minute any of these characters come to life here. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the nice thing is that we also have some classics for you as well. So we have like the Cinderella and Snow White and all those princesses, as well as the favorites for, you know, say your niece and nephew, for like Rapunzel, and then there's Anna and of course Elsa. So we also have Tinkerbell, because she's the one that's going to guide the audience between the stories of 9 princesses and 1 queen.
I love that. Now, Tinkerbell, who could ever forget that? And that really is the power of this show. There are some classic characters, Mickey and Minnie and Tinkerbell and people like that that I remember from my childhood that I associate with Disney. And then you go through a litany of all these other Disney characters that have been created through all the movies over the last few years. Walk me through some of the characters that we're going to see at the upcoming performances here in Long Beach.
Well, one of my favorites is the Ariel segment, because you get a chance to see Ariel, but you also get a chance to see Prince Eric and his sailors, who are going to do some acrobat tricks. They're pretty incredible. As well as Aladdin and Jasmine, you actually get to see quite a bit of Aladdin, and you get to see his... It's a bit of a chaotic market scene at first when he first meets Jasmine, and then, of course, Anna and Elsa come out for a rather long Frozen segment, because right now that one's kind of the favorite, and...
Yep.
It makes sense for On Ice as well, which is great for that one.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. On Ice should have a ice story like Frozen to it here.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we're going to see Ariel. We're going to see Frozen. We're going to see... Did you mention Cinderella? Did we talk about that one?
Yep. Cinderella will be there as well. Yep. Her and her prince get to meet at the ball. Rapunzel and Flynn come out for a couple minutes. You get to see their little bit of a love story between them. And who else have we got? Aurora comes out, and Prince Philip is going to fight a fire-breathing dragon to go and find princess.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So how is this show different from the one that was just here at the Honda Center a while ago? Is it the same show or a different show? Or?
I would have to check which one was at the Honda Center.
So you have a couple, I guess that's my point.
There.
You have a couple shows that are floating around. They're not all exactly the same. They have different characters and different routines in them, right?
Yeah. This one has so many princesses. I believe this show has the most different stories. So the people that come to the show get to see so many different people.
Well, the title of it is Dream Big. It's at the Long Beach Arena coming up. For those listening live today, it's coming up very soon here, April 20th through the 23rd at the Long Beach Arena. And then after that, it makes another stop out nearby here in Ontario at the Citizens Business Bank Arena. That's the 27th through the 30th. So basically 3 days you can see it in Long Beach. 3 days after that you can see it in Ontario. And then it starts to move up the state or other places. I know it goes to Bakersfield later in the fall and other places. So this is a show I haven't seen before, Dream Big, and it sure looks like it's heavy with princesses, fairy princesses here.
Yes.
So how did you get into this, and tell us your background? How long have you been skating with Disney on Ice?
Well, I'm from Canada, so I started in a small town at the age of 3 learning how to skate.
Of course you did. And everybody, before you walk, you learn to skate in Canada,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, the second you can stand on 2 feet, they put skates on you. See what you can do, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I've been skating for 20 years now. I was a competitive skater till I was 19, and then I started doing ice shows, and I joined Disney on Ice in September.
And what's it like?
I'm actually new.
Where are you based out of, and what's this lifestyle like that you've embarked on here?
Well, at the moment, I'm in Denver.
Okay.
But it's based out of Florida.
Okay.
I love it. I love the traveling. I love putting on shows, and you get to see all the kids' faces and how happy they are. It's kind of the best job I've ever had. It's pretty great. Yeah.
I would think so. And you get to travel just in the United States, or do you travel around the world with this show, or where have you been?
We have shows all over the world. I've so far been to South America and Japan with this show, but for this year, the show is staying in the States. So lots of opportunities if people don't live in California as well.
So how crazy is that? You go to Japan, and the kids there know it as well as they do here, or you go to South America. What countries did you go to in South America?
I personally went to Argentina and Chile. And so it's nice because it's funny. People in Japan get more excited about different princesses than they do here, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And so it's kind of neat to see like who they react most to. And you kind of play with that a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So each culture has something that they have a closer affinity to that they identify different with. But the takeaway for me, and I guess this is no big eye-opener, is that Disney has created worldwide characters. That's why they have worldwide theme parks. That's why they have these movies all over the world. And people, somebody, one of the last time it came through town here in Orange County, the girl that came on, said she was from Hungary or someplace like that originally, and she'd been to like South Africa with the show. And I'm like, what? I just can't picture it playing in Africa, but why? Why not? These are universal characters that everybody knows now around the world.
Everyone loves it. And then when you go to a place like Africa, and now you're putting a show on ice, like they love it even more.
Do they ever even see ice in Africa? I guess that's my whole point.
Exactly.
Do they ever even see this? Yeah. So all of a sudden, you're bringing this this dream, this Disney vision around the world and making it come to life. And I think that's what was amazing to watch. I have a 3-year-old grandson. We take him to the show. And when we do, he goes crazy, along with all the other 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 10-year-olds, all these kids that pile the shows there. And the parents, too. I mean, the parents get excited because they remember something from their youth, and now they're sharing it with their children or grandchildren like we are here.
Exactly. It's fun for everyone. And it's fun. Lots of times you can hear the kids singing in the background.
Oh, they know every word to these songs here. Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. We were in Nashville, and of course, Nashville being
the music capital of the world, or music city. Yeah, right.
City, yeah. It was deafening. Yeah, it was. That's fun when we can hear them. It makes us happy, too.
So do you get to play different characters, or are you brought on to do one certain character? Do you change from show to show, or you just play one character?
That was my character. That's the one that I play. And then there's other people for the other characters as well.
And how do they pick a character? How do they decide that you should play this character? Do you audition for it? Do they just put you in the role? Do you have any say in it? I mean, how does all that work?
Well, it's a little bit based on, of course, how you skate, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're a more powerful skater, well, maybe you'll play one of the newer princesses, not quite as delicate, you know?
Right, right. So it depends on your skating style and probably, you know, your appearance, whether you fit certain parameters. Each princess is kind of different and unique. And so maybe you look a little more like this princess and a little less like this one. And they put it in there. And how do you prepare?
We have to keep it as close. Sorry?
How do you prepare for the role? Is this like real acting? Do you really try and inhabit the character here? Or are you just sort of focused on the skating and the story tells itself here?
When we get a part, you study the movie to figure out their actions and everything. And then, of course, most of the people that are here have come from some sort of an acting background of some sort.
Right.
Whether it was professional or not is...
Yeah, they've done... At some place, they've... Obviously, you can learn to skate, so I think that's the most important thing. And then after that, you've got to somehow bring this character to life and make it seem real, particularly to these kids. That's what's so amazing, because they see it in TV or they see it on film, And now they're standing in front of this character, and the look on their faces is just like unbelievable. It's the same thing like when you go to Disneyland and the character walks up. I mean, suddenly there's a giant Mickey Mouse in front of you here. And
exactly.
Sometimes that can be intimidating, I think, but it's also exciting when it somehow literally comes to life in front of you there.
It's really exciting for the kids. You can see it on their faces, just how happy they are to see their favorite characters right there in front of them. It's a different feeling than watching it just on TV.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever get... one of the things I'm surprised, I thought there'd be sort of more of a meet and greet. You guys, when the show's over, it's kind of over because you're tearing things down. I thought there'd be more of an opportunity for the kids to come out and get autographs, but that's not quite
there
the way it works.
There are opportunities for meet and greets, but you'll have to... It has to be talked with. It can be arranged. You just have to contact someone about it ahead of time. But we do meet and greets with certain characters. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I know there's going to be a meet and greet for the press at this upcoming one, which we're going to try and come to. So maybe we'll meet and greet you there as well here when OC
That's
Talk
exciting.
Radio comes out. And we're going to try and – I know they do where they have press previews, and we're going to try and do that as well on the – I think it's the 20th. So, again, this is the Dream Big show. There are various incarnations, various versions of Disney on Ice that keep skating around the country. We had one recently here a few months ago at the Anaheim Convention Center, but it was a different show than this one. So I'm looking forward to see what this one is all about and see if my grandson reacts to the fairy princess stories as much as all the little princesses in the world will, I'm sure. All the little girls. They actually come dressed up as the characters. These kids come in.
They
know the words. They dress up like them. And when they come on, it's this deafening roar. You know, it's like they've come to life and they're ready to see this happen here. It really is an amazing thing. Much more amazing. I had never been to a Disney on Ice until recently and came through. We got the opportunity to see it. And as soon as we took our grandson, we're like, oh, my goodness, I guess we're hooked for life now. So we got to watch this now for like at least 10 more years or something. Right. Until we're great grandparents, I guess, or have other grandchildren, I guess. Right.
It's exciting because every show is going to be different. You're going to love it every year.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story here. How many people in the cast? Give us a rough idea of how big the cast is. It's pretty big.
We have about 45 people in the cast and then probably another 10 to 15 in the crew.
Mm-hmm. And all the special effects, I mean, there's giant sets that move. It isn't just them skating around. There are giant sets that appear. Last time the show I saw had cars in it, and they actually had some, what would you say, full-size replicas of these cartoon cars moving around and everything. And then, like, when the ice sequence came, maybe I'm giving stuff away, but it snowed during the frozen sequence. And, yeah, it's quite a spectacular event.
Yeah.
So if you're young or old, if you're 9 months or 90, I think you're going to enjoy this. And the thing that I always say, how many events, how many things can you take a full range of people to, a wide range of age groups to, where I can go and actually get a kick out of this in my 60s, and my daughter's there in her 20s, and my grandson's there who's 3, and somehow we found something that we can all enjoy and all relate to. There aren't many events that you can do like that with your family across multiple generations.
It's such a family-friendly event. Anyone from any age, whether boys, girls, anyone.
Yeah, it really does. I thought
everyone will take something.
I thought, well, okay, maybe this is more of a girls thing and the fantasies and all stuff. But no, he gets as excited as the little girls do.
Oh,
everybody does.
The fire-breathing dragon, watching Prince Philip battle that. Yeah, the boys love that part.
Well, he's going to love that because he's really into dragons here. So I'll look forward to seeing that
he's
one.
He's going to like that one, yeah.
All right, thank you so much again. Tell us your name again, and then we'll plug when it's coming here.
Well, I am Lindsay Penner.
And you're skating as?
And I am portraying Belle.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you upcoming shows in Long Beach Arena, April 20th through the 23rd. If you miss that one, drive out to Ontario at the Citizens Business Bank Arena, April 27th through the 30th. Lots of shows to catch. And if not, just go to DisneyOnIce.com. You can find out where they're coming to your city soon. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, as always, you've been listening to a special edition of our OC Spotlight right here on Orange County's only community radio station, where we bring you the most amazing events and things happening in and around the community. All that and more right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.